Didn't realise we were love, I hadn't thought about it.
Well, I'm not going out to buy any now, I'm going to wait for next week, so you just have to
right.
have milk. You've got some coffee making.
There is some in the packet, isn't there?
Where?
Well, I mean, I didn't empty the last packet.
What?
There was still some left in.
Well, it's not here.
Well, I haven't thrown a packet away.
Well, unless you come up here and see if you can find it.
I mean, if I had come to the last one.
If you told me even that that was coming down, which.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I mean.
It's all right. It's not. I can't see anything there.
Well, I can't. But I mean, I certainly didn't. Haven't thrown one out. That's what I mean. You know.
I suppose it must have been me, but I have no idea when or why or where, because I generally cut the side bits off.
Well, I know you do, so that's why I would never have thrown it out.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, there's none there.
Well, it doesn't look as though it
is, does it? I don't know, and I would have bought that this morning. I've been up for 20 pounds. No, I know, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that would have done it.
Yeah, that's right. Would have done. No.
There
what?
Hand
and 8 for 2 off. 26 overs, all. They're not doing bad then.
Helps on hand as a problem shared as a problem halved. And what's on release at your local video store? Plus cult action with those men of steel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sporting action in Grandstand this afternoon, including the Winter Olympics, live quarter-final coverage of Rugby League, the Cup, and the review of the fifth round of the FA Cup. And here's John Ketley now to tell us about the weather.
Good morning, all. Conditions are absolutely perfect over in Australia for the start of the World Cup. England against India playing in temperatures of 29 degrees with glorious sunshine and just a gentle southerly breeze. But it's a different story in our neck of the woods. You can see all this rain on the radar screen this morning. Really heavy rain sweeping north southwards down across much of northern Britain at the moment. In fact, at Kinlochhue in the western highlands of Scotland, there's already been about 85 minutes of rain. Now, as far as our sporting events are concerned on Grandstand for the Rugby League at St Helens, always on the edge of the worst of it, but it is going to be a pretty miserable afternoon, I think. Rain on and off for much of the time, and quite cold southwesterly winds blowing in there. For the horse racing over at Punchestown near Dublin, well, perhaps not quite so cold, still pretty windy, and maybe the heaviest rain staying just up to the north. But there is a weather warning in force today for Western Scotland, Northern Ireland, Cumbria, some very heavy rain yet to come, gale force winds as well, and there's bound to be, I'm afraid, some flooding here and there as well. Well, here are the winds, very strong gale to severe gale force winds, sweeping up across much of the country today. Quite a chill factor even in the south as well, it feels quite raw, despite a rising temperature at the moment, about 8 degrees levelling out this afternoon. 8 degrees up in Shetland too, but sandwiched in between, really not too bad on the face of it, 10 to 12 generally. That's where all the rain's going to be then. Further south, a bit of hazy sunshine here and there, many places staying dry but rather cloudy. A brief interlude up in the far northeast of Scotland before yet more heavy rain sweeps back in the next couple of hours or so. Now tonight you'll find that band of rain moving southwards right down across Britain. It'll be a weakening system as it comes down into the south, but even so there will be some rain down here across the Midlands, East Anglia, Southern England by the end of the night. Staying relatively mild in the south as well, still breezy though. But further north into those clearing skies, there could just be a touch of frost up in the glens of Scotland, but there will be some snow, wintry showers at least, coming into northeastern parts of Scotland through tonight. Well, a big improvement for the north of Britain, at least for a time tomorrow, this little bump of high pressure coming across. This system turning round across the low countries, it'll sweep back northeastwards again as the day goes along. But it'll be a cloudy start in the south with outbreaks of rain, and gradually through the day we'll find those outbreaks of rain, thickening cloud, running up the western side of Wales up into northwest England and eventually into western Scotland as well. But there will be some sunshine in the east. The temperature tomorrow, not bad at all. It should feel a bit milder with less wind about. That's it from me.
BBC One starts right on cue this Saturday night. With Jim and John.
Fun's my middle name.
Come to the house party tonight. Meet the stars of Neighbours, EastEnders, Timmy Mallett and Ken Dodd. Remember, the house party door is always open.
This act comes from the Ukraine.
And made Japanese ships cheaper.
I'm going to be the biggest match.
Hey, trust me.
Soft design, built to order.
I'm beginning to be very fond of you, Lieutenant. I think you're a very kind man.
On camera.
At 9:05, Gladys is in danger.
The police are here.
Didn't I say you'd be in for a shock?
I could get her out of here. Oh.
And there are more surprises at 10:20 for 11-year-old Danny.
provide you with your ticket to the best seat in the house in Grandstand.
Who's a great Hindu sage? Nine. It's rampant.
Well, I don't honestly know whether I'm, you know.
Or kind of oven in nine. I can only think of Osthaus as a kind of oven, but I don't know whether that's it or not. If it is, the great Hindu sage begins with an O. And I don't really, can't think of one.
Good morning, the Winter Olympics are almost over, and it looks as if Britain will be frozen out of the medals. There's a feeling perhaps that these games are missing one great personality. Well, today, we've got him.
Who?
Tomba the Bomber. There's only one way that Tomba's skis, and that's the ladder.
He's got to go. We've got to let me go. Huh?
What? Well, there's one more there. You can have it.
I don't want it. I was thinking we have one each for tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
Alberto Tomba, a double champion 4 years ago, already a champion in 92. Today, it's Tomba in the slalom for a place among the Olympic legends.
Y'all ready for this?
At La Plan, the British were just looking for a place among the medals, but they were a long way back in the four-man bomb.
No.
Yeah, I think they were.
But in the third and fourth runs today, they were prepared to risk everything. Today's Live Rugby League is a repeat of last year's Challenge Cup final. Last April, St Helens took on a Wigan side, led out by Ellery Handley, and Handley lifted the cup. This season, there's a different inspiration for Wigan. Handley is gone, and Great Britain's Martin of Fire could be their match winner in today's quarter-final. But St Helens, Humboldt and Wembley are a different proposition. They've knocked out Widnes, they've knocked out Leeds, and today's cup final repeat could be one of the matches of the season. And we'll have live coverage of the whole game. For Preston, Alcock and Bryant, apart they're a challenge, together they're almost unbeatable. Five times pair of champions, they're in action in the World Indoor Bowls Championships.
Yeah, you know, just looking there, and then came into my mind, was probably an Indian cricketer, really.
Yeah.
You can finish that other one if you want.
No, I don't think I want to. First, it's
the 140. And our look back on the week's soccer is a look into the future. Alan Shearer is a name for seasons to come. His first international goal will surely be the first of many. And remember the name Stephen Froggatt. His first ever goal for Aston Villa was one of the best you'll see in the FA Cup this year.
And there's the shot, and what a goal by the 18-year-old, Stephen Froggatt.
Well, as regards today's soccer, there's some bad weather in the north and some matches off in Scotland, including the big game at Ibrox, Rangers and Aberdeen. The pitch waterlogged there, as it is at Falkirk, for Falkirk against second-place Hearts. Elsewhere in Division 1, matches gone there at Clydebank, Kilmarnock and Morton. And in Division 2, Albion Rovers, Alloa and Clyde, the matches there are all off today. Well, in sunnier climes, the Cricket World Cup is underway, and underway with a surprise as New Zealand beat the holders Australia in Auckland by 37 runs, an unbeaten century by the New Zealand captain, Martin. And in Perth, England have set India a target of 237 to win.
26 overs there.
And India are currently 108 for 2 off 26 overs. There'll be action in the news at 12:50.
There's been other could be well be another surprise.
Disappearing after yesterday's second runs. Marked out in GB1, only 10th after yesterday's opening runs, and in a competition led by Germany 1.
I think it said they got up to 7.
So it's Germany up front, but Tout and his crew tried to close the gap in the third run earlier this morning, but that opposition was very, very tough. Commentary comes from David Cole.
Now the new European champion, Harald Schudai, with Germany 2, lying in 6th place after 2 rounds. The middlemen, Bonk and Yang, the brakemen, Zelli. Their fastest start time yesterday, 5.99. Off the top in this third round. And that's the best start they've had so far. Eighth in the four men 4 years ago. Lying sixth at the moment. Only fourth on the third run, though. But they will certainly set the new standard. That's the second on this third run. Good one now, he's moved up to second. Brilliant piece of driving. 58.81 to take the overall lead. And he's done it. 58.59. So the Swiss number two Bob now sets the pace. Now the Bob that can take the overall lead. But will the pilot's temperament stand up? Chris Laurie is the pilot from Canada 1. They're lying in third place. Their best start time yesterday, 5.98. A bit slower. Left bolts have gone. Only 8th off the top. Very consistent yesterday. We've third in both runs. Up to 7th on this third run. This, they all say, a difficult track to drive. Really test the pilot. He's done well. Up to 3rd now. And the Canadians lead inside 58.78 to take the overall lead. Just done it. So Canada 1, 3rd, after the 2 runs yesterday, for the moment take 1st place. But now at the top, the overall leaders after 2 runs. The great Wolfgang Hopper is the pilot. Gold in the 2-man and 4-man event in 84, silver in the 2-man and 4-man in 88. Missed the 2-man here because of a full muscle. See how he gets into the bob here. He had a little difficulty yesterday. Hamstring trouble. He's 34. But widely regarded as the top driver in the world. 5.92 yesterday. 5.90, that's the best on the track so far in any one of the 3 runs. The Germans have got it right. The reigning world champion. And fastest all the way so far on this third run. A good horsey steering, widely recognised, along with Vader of Switzerland, as the most consistent bob driver in the world. Needs 58.85 to take the lead. Drop back to 2nd place though, on the 3rd run. But nevertheless, 58.68, that's good enough. Germany 1, the overnight leaders, stay in the lead for the moment, in the 3rd round. Vader, Swiss number 1 pilot, the man who took the gold medal. Second behind. And Now, at the top, the man who set the track record on the first run here today, Ingo Appel, with Austria 1. The track record, 57.74. Doesn't look like being threatened today. But he had a bad second run from a bad draw. He was only 10th on the second run. On the record-breaking first run yesterday, Austria 1 started with 5.95. This better. Fourth fastest on the third run. Apple, the driver, is 13, comes from Innsbruck. 74 years ago in the Olympic Games. Just missed the medals with his brakeman Sroll, and the two man, they finished fourth. Third fastest on the third run. Moving up to second fastest, he could threaten the lead. He needs an inside 58.61 to take the lead, and now he's the fastest man on the track in the third run. His first run yesterday smashed the track record. He'll not do that today, but he moves up now into the lead and overtakes Hopper. Great Britain 2. Good driving by Nick Phipps yesterday. Pulled him up to 13th place from the 19th draw. But in fact, he's in the second pool and a very bad draw today at 22, with the track slowing all the time. Faces a tremendous task to get into the top 15, or rather stay in the top 15. The crew, Ada Haller, Colin Brannigan, the brakeman, Dave Armstrong. Best start yesterday, 6.10. The best they've done yet. The track is getting rutted and slowing, with 21 Fobs already having gone down. But Phipps drove so well on the second run yesterday, he was 8th overall on that second run. Needs to get into the top 15, or stay in the top 15, to get a good draw in the fourth and final round. 17th fastest for the 22 Fobs on the third run. Still in that place. He needs inside 59.67 for that coveted place in the top 15. And he's done it. He's moved into 15th place. And if he can stay there, in fact, he'll be first to go and get the best ice on the fourth and final run. A tremendous drive. A tremendous effort by the British crew as well from that draw. Another bob that could displace Britain 2 from the top 15 for the fourth and final run. Here on this third run, drawn at 25, Canada 2 lying in 11th place, just ahead of Phipps. After two rounds, Phipps in 15th place. The top 15 get the best of ice in the fourth and final run. Start yesterday, 5.99. Oh, they're in trouble!
Oh dear, oh dear. Didn't even get into them.
Oh, he was...
So there's only 3 men at the bottom of the way down.
True.
Yeah, I hope you'll see it.
one trying to get in one side and the other one, I think that's what it was, wasn't it?
And one
knocked
the other out.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Moving, okay?
Yeah.
Well, with one run to go, the top six coming.
I thought that you had fans to a comfortable, you know, at the park.
Open to Cathy, a good one too.
Oh, I thought you had your last one there.
Middlemen, head of all four there, the RAF, Mr. Swindon, Colin Rannigan from London. The brakeman is Dave Armstrong from Habit. The start time on the 0.05.
It's booked for the morning then. That should be up to lunchtime. I don't know whether... Did you like to do a bit of decorating and whatnot, don't you? You sure? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, if you don't mind in the afternoon. But I know that we've got some... One of our patients has a book for Coffin Wing of that morning. Yes, okay, yes. So I'll put you in. PM one by one, I suppose, from that at all. On the 24th of the evening. Usually if we have a jumbo sale on the Saturday when they normally are held, the day before is people have it sort of for putting up their wear. But the...
That's all right.
What did you want to say anyway?
I just wanted to speak to you about the skis, that was all.
Oh, well. No hurry about it, is there? You could wander down there. Or are you thinking of going skiing before then?
Well, I didn't think so.
Well, I suppose you could go, Alf. I didn't pull my jacket, I would have known that you
right.
Wanted.
Oh, we've got him to lead again. I think it's it. Or is this the second of the two runs?
Well, this is the last run.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know that they'd actually started that yet. I suppose the thing about it is that they all sort of lost a man going down.
Well, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
But whoever they are, look as if they're going really smoothly.
Yeah, you just want to hit a wall. I mean, that would be enough to lose them half a second. They're fastest at the moment.
Oh, Germany. I'm not really sure they had this last party that they had down at the clubhouse of the...
They didn't.
Well, they had something down there.
Did they? But I mean, they were certainly here last year, because we sort of had to say to them, you know, and she said they were cutting the numbers down, they weren't going to have so many this time.
Well, we better let Father know. This is after three rounds.
Now, they were in fifth place after three rounds. They now take the lead.
Going.
They now take the lead, but there's still five more to come. What do you call a boisterous romp?
Ooly. If it's not too expensive, she wants to sort of do the floor of the hall for us. Hire the...
Oh, well, that's all right.
Don't know why. Chris got the lead. Yeah, well. Did you see this bill then? With somebody with fingers chopped off?
Yeah.
The fingers en route and for the purpose of being chilled were placed in a packet of ice lollies.
That's right.
Oh, God.
They had to get ice, you see, to put these things in ice, and they hadn't got any at the.
When the unpleasant severed object finally arrived at the hospital, a nurse said brightly, normally one would say, keep your fingers crossed.
That's right. The final sort of sick joke was the fact that having disposed of the fingers to the theatre, the hospital, they'd got this box of ice lollies, so they proceeded to give them to people. Handed them out of the police station. Have an ice lolly. Yes, that was very funny.
No, they've been and gone and won the gold. Yeah, well, they moved up from 10th. La tombe.